Today on the River Country Egg Show, we're here with Stardust Extension Coordinator Shalene Gerbic, and we're going to be talking about quite a few things with Sarda. Obviously, you guys have done the planting and seeding season, or at least I would hope so here. How has it been going?
For the most part, the seeding went really well this year. There's always a few glitches, but they weren't serious, and we continued and finished up the seeding, including some of the later seeding date trials. So everything's seeded. Most of the spraying is done. We have a few summer students, that are doing some hand droging right at this moment, getting those escaped weeds and so on, so that our plots look amazing.
And they're looking good otherwise, though?
Oh, yes. They're looking beautiful.
Perfect. And that rain must have helped. Hey, did you guys get some of that rain that we had a couple weeks back?
Yes, it did. It came at a very good time.
And you did bring up the summer staff. How many do you have, and how have they been faring and helping? Can you tell me a little bit about them?
I can. We have 6 summer staff, and they are full-time for the summer for the 4 months. They're all going back to school this fall in various different courses. And we have only 1 returnee from a previous year this year. So 5 brand new staff.
And are they all from the area?
We have one that is from the Westlock area, or Clyde, actually. Well, I guess that's Westlock. Mm-hmm. And she has family in Big Lakes County. So she's doing a little bit of driving each day.
Yeah, that's a little ways of a drive, but it's a nice one.
Yeah, and she's able to carpool with one of our other students that lives towards the edge of the MDS Smoky River in that direction as well. So they carpool. So it's not as bad as it sounds.
Yeah, it's not terrible. Now, you guys are in the research season, and obviously you have the summer staff to help. How big of a help is it to have these extra hands right now?
Without these extra hands, we would not be doing the number of research trials that we have. They are key to getting everything done.
Mm-hmm. And they're learning right now about all this kind of research and plots and how things work and everything like that. Have they been suggesting new trials or projects or that you guys could be doing?
I think we're scared to ask because we are flat out busy this year. So at the end of each year, we ask the students to give us feedback on the summer position and anything they can think of to in their experience with Sarda. So that's usually when we get our full intake of information from them.
Mm-hmm. And you said you're really busy right now. What are some main kind of trials and projects that are going on for you guys right now?
Well, the summer students are into their data collection phase as well as maintaining the plot. So at any given time, there's usually a few of the students collecting data. For example, they've just finished up doing some emergence plant counts on all the trials. Other staff are working on maintenance, and they switch off so that everybody gets a chance. So there's some mowing going on. And with the mowing, everything has to be squared out and the plots have to be cut to the right length and everything has to be labeled. And so they're working on doing all that. And today in the morning, they were working, it sounds terrible, but they were working outside pulling weeds underneath big umbrellas. So unfortunately, the weeds don't stop growing just because it turns really hot. Mm-hmm. And the work has to be done. So they're working early in the mornings. In the afternoons, we find them other work to do inside. It might be recording some of the data. All that data that they collect has to be entered into our system as well.
And I know it's really hot outside right now, and the province is going to be opened up for events. I know you guys are really heavily event-based. Are there any ones coming up pretty soon?
Yes, we are excited that we're going to host 3 different days. The first one is July 20th, our Pulse and Oil Seeds Day. Starts at 9 o'clock, and we're going to start with Christina Polzine and Calvin Yoder are going to talk about wild oat resistance in the plots, and we actually have some plots set out with herbicide-resistant wild oats, and they're going to talk about the issue, how they're trying to deal with that, the herbicides they've tried, and so on. So that is a real problem that's coming to light in the Peace River region and throughout the prairies, is this wild oats resistance to different families of herbicides. Following that, Lance Ouellette is going to talk about our flea beetle damage and population impacts on canola. We have Rebecca Newman with BASF. David Sizeville is going to talk about the canola micromix. And Megan Snell is going to talk about our canola seed size and depth trial. Kim Schulemer with Corteva AgriScience speaking. Darcy Beauvair is going to talk about the industrial hemp industry in the Peace region. And I'm going to talk about the SARDA Ag Research Variety Trials that we run. We do request that people pre-register. We still have to know how many people are going to be there and have some safety measures in place. So pre-registration, of course, on our website. Second day that we have planned is a cereals field day, and this is located near DeBolt. It's a morning event. Starts at 9 o'clock. Again, you have to pre-register online. Megan Allard is going to talk about the wheat protein trial that we've been running for a number of years. We have Nick Sekulik, who's going to talk about the RVTs. And Shelley Barkley is going to talk about pea leaf weevil, which is a new insect issue in the Peace region. Sandeep Nain is going to talk about the Grow Oats project that we've been running for a number of years. And then again, I will talk about the SARVTs, or SARDA Ag Research Variety Trials. So that's two of the events we're very excited about. And the third event is August 5th, and it's called Wheat Stocks and Field Day. We're running this in partnership with the Alberta Wheat and Barley Commission. It starts at 9 o'clock. 9 to 12 is the wheat stocks portion of the day, with Sherry Stridehorse talking about in-crop and PGRs and wheat. Jennifer Otani and Trent Whiting will talk about wheat midge insects and stewardship. Nick Sekulik will talk about varietal class comparisons. For those in farming or others that aren't in farming, the wheat that we grow is divided into different categories that you grow for. And he's going to talk about how these different varieties and different categories, what the growing differences are and what the end product are for those different varieties. Christina Polzine is back to talk about in-crop and PGRs in oats and barley. In the afternoon, it's the SARDA Ag Research portion of the day, and Nevin Rosam is here to talk about seed treatments on pulse crops. Mike Gretzinger, he's up from Lethbridge to talk about the biostimulants trial that we're doing together. Jan Slasky will talk about the novelty crop sequencing trial. And what that means is, if you bring in all these new crops to your farm, what is the best order to seed them in? So that's, there's 156 different combinations in that trial. And Jan is going to talk about that. Again, Darcy Beauvair is going to talk about the industrial hemp industry in the Peace region. Megan Allard will talk about the ultra-early wheat trial that we're doing. And again, I will talk about the SARDA Ag Research Variety Trials. Another free event, but you must pre-register, and that you pre-register at the Alberta Wheat Commission under events.
That is a lot of information and a lot of good events.
Yes.
So there are good events coming around. What are the days for people just to know the days?
Okay, so the first event is July 20th.
Okay.
That's in Smoky River. The second event is July 22nd, and that's in Greenview, MDA Greenview, near DeBolt. And the third event is August 5th, the wheat stocks, and that is located in the MDA Smoky River as well.
Just continuing on with questions. What kind of partnerships are being done across the Peace region for your guys' growing season? I know you guys link up with the Peace Country Beef and Forage Association a bit too.
Yes. So we have trials that we share. We are working this year with MARA, which is the Research Association, Mackenzie Applied Research Association in Fort Vermilion. We also work with NPERA, which is the North Peace Applied Research Association, and that's located out of Manning. So those are the three research associations that we work closely with. But we also work with the commissions as well, so the crop commissions, so the Wheat Commission, Barley, the Alberta Pulse Growers, and the Alberta Canola Producers Commission as well.
And you had mentioned that you are going to be speaking at some of these events. Can you tell me or give me a little sneak peek of what you would be talking about specifically?
Okay, I'm going to be talking about the Sarda Egg Research Variety Trials, and I will inform people as to why we actually have these trials and what our goals are with them, and a little bit of information on how the trials have worked out in the past few years.
And I guess people will just kind of have to go and see for themselves.
Yes, and bring questions.
Now, my last question for you is, are there some things Sarda is doing that people wouldn't generally know about, like they couldn't find information about, like kind of like a little insider secret?
I guess one of the things is we encourage people to go and visit our plots. We don't have to be there. They can go at their own time. There is a mailbox at the entrance to each site, and in that mailbox are disposable booties. So we encourage people to put those on. Of course, that's because of the threat of clubroot in the Peace region. So disposable booties, we ask people to put those on. There's no driving into the sites with private vehicles. But like I say, at any point, if they want to go and visit the sites, they're more than welcome. Also, if they, let's say, an area pulls together five or six farmers and they want someone to meet them at the sites and explain what's going on, Sarda will do their very best to accommodate those requests as well.
That's pretty cool, like a plot walk almost, but yes, on your own time.
Yes, private plot walk.
Well, that's actually pretty cool that you mentioned that.
Locations posted on the website. We just want to see people come out. Last year we had an abbreviated version of a crop walk. This year we're going all out, and we would love to see a huge turnout of people looking at some of the work that we are doing.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to talk to me, Shalene. It was great, and I really appreciate the time.
Awesome. Have a great day.
Yes, thank you so much.